give Ronnie some room so he can get in here.
Watch out, man.
Oh.
This might just drop over.
Just underneath the
seat. Is it a mic stand?
I don't know. Ronnie, a mic stand.
Speak.
Stand up. Two words. Why we have come?
Why we have come?
And why you have invited all?
I hope Gurudev is going to accept my pranam and dandabat. So as all the devotees here, Prabhus and the Vaishnavas.
More song?
Coming.
Haribo.
Haribo. As this wandering soul who had been roaming around for so long, for so many lifetimes, begging Gurudev for his drop of mercy. As for many years ago, I had been begging Diksha from Gurudev. From that time on, I have been having my Maha Mantra every day, chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So as also with my Gayatri. As of today and now, we are having this congregation. As I welcome you all, we come here together to ask the mercy from Gurudev.
Jagadish has come?
I don't know who's Jagadish. Shumaran, I know.
Thank you.
Chaksurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Bande gurun isha bhaktan ishanishvatarakam tat prakasham chitak shakti krishna chaitanya samyakam.
So I want to thank Radhesh for bringing us all here, Srila Gurudev here, for this program, so that we can all have satsanga. That's holy association. As we all know in this age, this is the only hope for getting out of this dark well of material existence. Alone, we're not strong enough. That with the strength of Srila Gurudev and the assembled Vaishnavas, we pray that we'll have the strength to make it out of this world and back into the arms of Bhagwan Sri Krishna, under the care and guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Gurudev, into the Gana of Srimati Lalita, under the care and guidance of Sri Bishakha and their Gana. And this is the goal that we're aiming for, and that's why we're here today, to try and somehow or another make another step forward in our advancement towards this inevitable goal. And I know Radhesh was a little bit speechless, but myself also. But I just hope that everything will go nicely and that we can somehow or another fix our mind on the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and all their associates. And by hearing this Harinam, I'm sure we'll all make some advancement. When you go back to your homes, you can tell your friends about this program. And next time there should be at least 3 or 4 times more people here, because it's a very rare opportunity. Actually, you're all very, very fortunate people. Even though Philippines may be a poor country, or some may think poor, but actually we see cows running around here, and coconuts everywhere, waterfalls, very beautiful. Krishna is giving all resources. Actually, the only poverty is in the heart. The poverty is not being able to take shelter of the Vaishnavs and taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That's the real poverty. Other than that, there is no poverty here that we can see. Actually, this is a very opulent country, and everything is here. It's just like a little India. We see gunja berries, coconuts, mangoes. Srila Prabhupada said all the articles for sacrifice are here. Srila Prabhupada was very much impressed with the Philippines. That's what he called it, the Philippines. And he was very much eager that we have a center here, and that the devotees, he said, who were so much eager to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he told me 22 years ago that our main program should be chanting, dancing, and feasting. Actually, 32 years ago. So Srila Gurudev has come here to empower us to do this. And if we take shelter of his feet, have as much faith in Guru as we have faith in God, if that faith is equal, not one more than any other than the other, then all the truths of the Vedas will be revealed to us, and then we can actually become empowered and do something towards spreading Mahaprabhu's movement. So I hope everyone can enjoy the festival here, and that somehow or another we can become a little more determined, a little more serious to spread this message of Mahaprabhu all over the Philippines and then all over the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Srila.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I'd like to offer my Dandabat pranams to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, and offer my Dandabat pranams to all Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis, to Prabhupada's disciples. Mukam karuti bachalam pangam langayati girim tat kripa tam aham bande shi gurum dinataranam. So we are gathering in this festival, and many devotees are taking initiation from Srila Gurudev by telephone, and some have taken Harinam and Diksha, and they have not met Srila Gurudev before. So for the first time, they're able to have Darshan, Srila Gurudev, who is a pure devotee. And in scripture, it is said that sadhu sangha sarva sastrahoi, lava mata sadhu sangha sarva siddhihoi. That when we are attempting to make advancements through the life, it is very important that we got the association of a sadhu or saintly person. Even a small amount of association, labha matra, it means a small amount, a fraction of a moment association with a sadhu, we can make perfection in our spiritual life. Because we are wandering this material world for many lifetime, and when we come in touch with a pure devotee who is representing Radha and Krishna, our life will change. The cycle of birth and death will change its course. We're going to change our direction, going back to the spiritual world. So this moment of gathering is not an ordinary gathering, but it is most important gathering we can have in our life. And we are very fortunate and very, very happy that Srila Gurudev is giving his time to us, even though there are so many devotees from around the world inviting and asking Brajanath Prabhu to ask Gurudev to come to their place. But some or other, by Tamupa's kindness, he was able to bring Gurudev here. And Anuradesh Prabhu has given us a nice facility. And Gurudev is giving us his 3 days or association that is very, very important in our life. And it will surcharge us, not only in this life, but in our next life. We may not feel that this time, but for sure, this charge that we have in contact with Gurudev, it is a very, very important and a very historical thing in our existence in this material world. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tada Hare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namah. So I'm also feeling very fortunate that I'm able to come here in the presence of Srila Gurudev and all you devotees who are attempting to dedicate your lives to the propagation of the holy name of Krishna and be an instrument for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. I feel I've only been here approximately 5 days, coming from India, and I'm quite impressed by the people here, that I see that their mood is generally not asuric, demoniac. They have a more submissive attitude to hear about philosophy and spiritual life than almost any place that I have not been all over the world, but at least I can speak for, like, in America or such countries, people have a very high degree of arrogance and conceit that it's very hard to be proud, humble for those, you know. Krishna is the property of those who are materially dispossessed. So if someone has that opulence in their life, of poverty, in one sense, it's an opulence, because then one can has more freedom of consciousness to think about the real meaning of life. And so now I hope by Gurudev's blessings I can stay here. I'm tentatively planning to stay here for some time and speak about Krishna Bhakti, whoever can hear from me. I'm not very qualified, but it's the dumb man can speak poetry, the lame can cross over mountains. So, I'm definitely in that category. So, thank you for sharing with me. Hare Krishna. Kanchaa Kalpata Vidya Shakita Sindhu Vyavish.
Can you? Two words.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shishimad Bhakti Vidanta Narayan Iti Namini Yasya Devi Parabhaktir Yata Devi Tatagrau Tasya Iti Kaititai Arta Prakashanti Mahatmana. It is said that the spiritual master, you know, is the one that brings the seed in the heart of those spirit souls that have been traveling, you know, from life after life. Actually, ako natutuwa ko dahil nakikita ko ang mga devotee ngayon. Actually, most of them, maski si Bakta Elmer, nasa na ba yung si Bakta Elmer? No? So many devotees na nung unang makita ko, ay mga Bakta ko pa lamang, may mga ibang devotees na after some time, ngayon, kagaya ni one of our very good Sankirtan devotee, although may nangyari sa'yo, but still, you are now in our family. That somehow I'm so happy that when Srila Gurudev arrived here, he's saying, "Where are the devotees? Where are the devotees?" In my heart, I was really crying. That number one, I was praying that how I wish when the Gurudev first arrived here, we don't have so much facilities. I was praying that somehow I hope that there should be a rich person who will take care of Gurudev to give him good facilities, because I have seen how he's taken care in other countries, but we are so poor. But somehow Krishna is so kind that in the presence of Tamo Pahaprabhu, we were able to have not only first class facilities, but super
Radesh.
You know, so we want to thank that for his nice help. And also this place, when we went there here before, and when I heard that, oh, we're going to have festival in Radesh place, I said, my goodness, that's a terrible place. I don't want to go there. But then, you know, when I came here, because Maridi was saying, Prabhu, what is going to happen, you know? Why don't you check it out? Devotees are worrying. And then, so I came here, I was so shocked, you know, there is nice road coming here, and cows walking around, and Radhanath Prabhu, I saw him, you know, doing some engagement, and Krishna Chandra is here. This is still very bare. He said, give me money, I'm going to decorate. He said, I don't have that much money, what will I do, you know? But somehow I opened my wallet, oh, there's still some, little bit. So I gave it to him, and he said, and then, who's this? Indupati whispered, get some plates, you know, get some plates. And I said, and then he said, Prabhu, bring us some plates. So I still have to bring some plates, and you know, then when we were surprised that when we came back here, oh, everything is so beautiful. So I emailed Gaurangi Didi. I said, you should come here. This is a very beautiful place. It's like India, you know. So somehow it's very nice, you know. So actually, we're so happy to see all the devotees who we miss so much. And me, myself, I'm so happy that when Gurudev accepted me, even though I am so nonsense and foolish number one, and still, I even, in fact, Ishwara Puri and I were talking in the car a while ago. I said, I think Srila Gurudev is the best and the nicest person I ever had in my life. He's very lovable. He never sees any bad in you. In fact, I wrote Srila Gurudev several times, and he wrote me back saying, it's not wrong when you are feeling weak sometimes. Don't worry, because I will always give you strength, and I will make you strong, and I will give you strength. In fact, I always have that in my wallet. You know, the sayings from Srila Gurudev, he's the one that will make us strong, and he will give us strength. And the Guru and Krishna is our only wealth. So, I really don't know what we have done. Filipinos, number one, we are very poor, Srila Gurudev. We cannot even, you know, afford very nice facilities. But somehow, Krishna is so kind that by the presence of Mother Shimati, Shimarani Didi, Vashanti Didi, I don't know what austerities we have done. Maybe we are the devotees from somewhere that we are put here in the Philippines, and somehow these nice devotees are coming here to bless us. So we want to thank you, Srila Gurudev. We never thought that you're going to be coming back again, but we are so fortunate, Prabhus, that all the devotees in other countries, they're spending so much money just to see Srila Gurudev. But since we are also poor, Gurudev decided, oh, I should go to the Philippines.
Come on, this.
We miss
Krishna Chaitanya
so much.
Well,
yeah.
And me,
yes.
Oh, Magyana,
myself,
Mirandasya.
I'm so happy. Does
my Sri Gurave Nama. I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust to the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotra Satashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotra Satashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak of this world is explained elaborately in many places in the scriptures. For example, it's stated, Bayam dvitiyam vinibeshitasyad Isya rapetasya viparjayo smriti tanmayayatam buddhirabhajetvam bhaktyaikajesam gurudevatatma. Forgetting that Krishna is the one without a second, absolute truth, and having the conception of duality, that there's something outside of Krishna, I have an existence outside of Krishna, we've chosen to come to this material world, at which point we were grabbed by the illusory energy, Maya, and given a gross body and a subtle body, just like a jail. The material energy is just like a shadow, and whenever we face that material energy to try and enjoy the senses, to try and enjoy our thinking power, to try and enjoy false material relationships, we grab onto a shadow which has no substance. So the way out of that is to move forward towards devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, when one is moving forward towards the light, the shadow follows. So all material facility, everything follows a devotee who is facing Krishna and going towards Krishna consciousness. How is that possible to go towards Krishna consciousness? Bhaktyaikajesam gurudeva tatvam tatma. By taking shelter of Krishna's bona fide representative, Krishna's manifestation, Srimati Radhika's manifestation, the manifestation of Akhanda Tattva, Akhanda Guru Tattva Nityananda Prabhu, that is Sri Guru, who is more intimate with us than our own Atma. Just as there's no separation between Krishna and the gopis, or Krishna and his pure devotees, and yet they're feeling separation, similarly there's never any separation between Guru and his sincere disciple, and yet we're feeling separation from him. We want him to come in our heart and manifest fully so that we could become free from illusion. So he's our very heart. When he came in to this assembly today, we thought, oh, the reason our heart has come into the assembly, our soul has come into the assembly. Similar here, states in Shastra, It's very rare to get this human form of life. The human life is just like a very, very well-constructed, strong boat. And the spiritual master is just like the captain to guide our boat across the ocean of material existence. And the favorable winds are the instructions of Krishna and his pure devotees in the scriptures. And that those favorable winds carry us across the ocean. Anyone who does not take opportunity of this great facility, he becomes a killer of his own soul. That's how essential it is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master who's come as a manifestation or representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, who came in the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika to give what no other incarnation gave since the previous day of Brahma when Lord Chaitanya came. And that is the very beautiful relationship as maidservant of Srimati Radhika. No other incarnation, no other acharya has given this gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, and he's giving it through his bona fide representative, Srila Gurudev. Gaura Premanandi.
Why is it so famous?
Why so brief?
Why did you stand
up? No.
Agyana timirandasya dhyanandana salakya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha vancha kalpatarupyasya kripasindubhevacha patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrak Acharya Ashtatatata Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I also offer my humble obeisances unto all the spiritual masters in our disciplic succession, coming from Sri Rupa Goswami. I offer my humble dandavat pranam unto all the Tridanti sannyasis present, unto the aunties present, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, uncles, all my brothers and sisters, and all guests who are present here. We are very, very fortunate to come here today. We are suffering in this world, trying to become happy for so many lifetimes, trying to avoid miseries and making so many plans to be happy, but we have not been successful. Yeah. Why? Because Krishna, for some reason or another, he has made the arrangement that in this life, this human form of life, we will be extremely fortunate. Labdasu durlabam idam bahu sambhavante manushyam artadam apiya anichadira turnam yateta natatam anumityujavat nishayasaya visaya kalo sarvatasyat. This human form of life, it is obtained after many, many, many different lifetimes spending in all the unlimited species of life that we see. Here in Philippines, we can see so many species of fishes. Yeah. Isn't it? Beautiful fishes are here. When we go in the ocean, we can see them in the coral reef. Also, there are many animals, cows, bulls, pigs, hawks, dogs. So many animal species are there. Insects, mosquitoes, We have traveled, since time immemorial in these different species, all any program to protect what we think is ours. Being in illusion for so many lifetimes, Krishna very kindly, he has given us this human form of life. In this human form of life, we can obtain perfection by the process of sadhu sangha. Even that, we cannot understand what is sadhu sangha. But Krishna, being unlimitedly kind and merciful, he sends his pure devotees traveling all over the world to give sadhu sangha. We have no idea who we are, who is God. We hear about Krishna, Radha Krishna, we hear about Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi. I don't know who is Lalita Sakhi or Vishakha Sakhi. I only know that in my life I have become fortunate because Gurudev has entered my life. And he has kindly accepted the opportunity to render little service. So today and tomorrow while we are here, we should grasp this opportunity to render little service to Sri Guru. That will make our life perfect. And the best service is to listen very attentively with our ears. Krishna has given this human form of life for with very good ears. With our eyes we see so many things, but we are always bewildered. But hearing and through the ears from the trying to our devotee, it void transcendental sound vibration, misery coming directly from this, making any spiritual transcendental realm. And this will give us such a strong impression and inspiration that we will remain inspired and enthusiastic to practice the teachings of our spiritual master, of our Guru Parampara, of Srila Rupa Goswami, as we have heard from Srimati Shamarani Didi and also Tamopa Prabhu, explaining that if we follow the teachings of Sri Guru, our life will become perfect. Foremost teaching is that we are always trying to come together and discuss the glories of Sri Krishna. Sadhu Sangha, Prabhu was telling, Yadunath Prabhu, without Sadhu Sangha, we cannot make even 1 inch forward. We may be very proud thinking, I'm so intellectual, intelligent, strong, healthy, I can manage myself. No, without Sadhu Sangha, without hearing Harikatha, without service mood towards Vaishnavas, especially under the guidance of superior Vaishnava, the pure Vaishnava, Srila Gurudev, our life will become perfect very quickly. So I'm requesting all of you to bless me that I will always be in Sadhu Sangha and have the opportunity to make little offering to my Gurudev so that he will be little service every day and please Sri Guru and our life will be perfect. So for this reason, Srila Gurudev has come here to offer us opportunity to render service, especially hearing his Harikatha today and tomorrow. Try to be very attentive, hearing what Sri Guru is telling us and carry that with us in our heart and treasure that for the rest of our life. Even 1/11th of a second is enough to change our life completely. So we have now, today and tomorrow, more than so many 1/11th of a second to sit here and hear the Harikatha from Srila Gurudev. Take advantage, treasure this in your heart, and make your life perfect. Hare Krishna, Vancha Kalpatrupya, Sakri Krishna Veva, Jatari Chanantava, Nekyo, Vaishnava, Chanamunamaha.
Very good.
Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhu Vaishnavebhu Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my Paramaratha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotra Satasimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vamana Gosvami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Paribrajakacharya Varya, Ashtotra Satasimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Gosvami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances, all Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, headed by Tridandasi and Samarani Didi.
That all will get
so,
we are opportunity.
Assembled here to listen some Harikatha from Lotus Leap of Srila Gurudev. Other day Srila Gurudev was preaching in Philippines, and it is true, we want or not, one day we have to be old. In this world, there are so many doctors and scientists, they cannot check our old age for even a second. What to say about ourselves? Even doctor or scientist cannot check their own old age. It is true, we may, Tulsi Prabhu was telling, we are very poor. Maybe poor, but must be broad-minded. Poverty is not a problem, but must be broad-minded to listen Harikatha. So if you are broad-minded, then Bhagavan will bestow your mercy through Gurudev and Vaishnavas. So it is true that death is sure for everyone. Bhagavan Krishna told to Arjun for whole world, Jatasai Dhruva Mrityu Dhruvang Janma Mritasacha. Who has taken birth, they will die. Who has died, he will take birth again. So what is the goal of our life, we have to know. Not only human beings, all the living entity is common to all living entity. Speciality of human beings. Only human beings can listen Harikatha and make his life successful. If we are not doing bhajan of Krishna, then we are as equal to an animal, two-legged animal, no horn, no tail. This is the difference only. So if you want to make your life successful, that please come in satsanga, in Vaishnava association, and be initiated by Srila Bonafide Gurudev, and do bhajan to maintain your life. What you are doing, you can do some business or some job, no problem, but must have to do bhajan. What to say about human beings? Even when Srila Bhagavan incarnate in this world, like Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra incarnate in this world, initiated by Vasishtha Rishi. Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna incarnate in this world, initiated by Bhaguri Rishi. Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnate in this world, initiated by Ishwar Puripad. So they are setting example, they are saying Bhagavan, people are doing bhajan to them, they have no need. For the setting example of the world, they are surrendering themselves in the lotus feet of Bona Fide Gurudev and doing bhajan. So if you want to make your life successful, and if you want to peace and tranquility of mind, Sri Krishna talking, Tat Prasadat Param Santi. If you want to be sleeping, get peace and tranquility of mind, then must have to start mating at Krishna. And if you start pending, you know what will happen? Jadgattu. So what is the sign on Yuvata Satati Tadhama Paramam? Going where you have to not return yet anymore in this world. We are traveling in this world, endless cycle of birth and death. It will be stopped and you will be ever in eternal in Krishna's abode and serve him, never to come back. No disease, no old age, always new youth will be, the youth form will be there. So Gurudev came Philippines to give this message to you all. So my dear son and daughters, who has not doing start bhajan yet, please start your bhajan and make your life successful and be combined together time to time and discuss Harikatha, which you are listening from Srila Gurudev. You can get his lecture from internet and so many books. You can see the book table also here. By this you can associate each other and make your life successful. Hare Krishna.
Agnanatimirandhasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshurunmilitangena tasmai shri gurave namah naya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo tavaivasmi najivami tvaya iti vigyay radhe tam nayamam charananti tavaivasmi najivami tvaya iti vigyay radhe tam
nayamam charananti ke.
My lakhs and lakhs dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Nitya lila praveshtong Vishnu bhag astotar shishmat bhakti pragyan kesava swami narayana. And my siksha guru Shishila bhakti vedanta swami maharaj. From long time I was thinking to come in Philippines, but tamopaha prabhu helped me and forcibly he
dragged
me here. As Radhanath Prabhu told, he is telling right.
Jadunath Prabhu.
So,
and Tulsi Prabhu.
Like our Guru Parampara, Acharya, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he traveled whole India by foot and Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj traveled whole world Perhaps he has come or not here. He has come here in Philippines.
Yeah. Yes.
Where? Cebu?
No, Manila.
Manila.
Manila. And preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant and remember Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. One thing you should give me one thing, because you are very poor. Give your heart and ears. And you should hear patiently. And what you are hearing, you should follow. You should know that very soon old age is coming. Even small children, they will be old. Any scientist cannot check your old age. Perhaps you know. And one day you'll have to give this body. It is also true. Anyone cannot acquire. Maybe 100 years, 125 years, not more than that. So we should know that we are not this
physical body.
You are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. But forgetting him, Maya thrown you out in this world, material world. And you forget that who am I? Really you are not this body, Radhanath or what name. You are not that. You should know. And you should know that when your death will come, your father, mother, son, daughter, your wealth, your dog or anything, you cannot take with you. Anyone cannot help. Whether you are million or
billionaire. Billionaire, millionaire, zillionaire.
But not a single farthing will go with you. You'll have to go alone. This body, these hairs you cannot take. Then fight like a donkey you are.
Day and night.
So like a donkey you are so much.
Engaged.
Huh?
Engaged.
Engaged in this worldly life. By this anyone in this world never can be happy. We are searching happiness from millions and millions of births. But we are not happy. Money cannot give you happiness. Then whole America will buy all the happiness and anyone cannot have anything. So by money happiness cannot come. By wealth or by beauty or by any qualification. Only by chanting the name of Supreme Lord, by remembering him, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjanam, Bandhanam, Dasakhyatmanivedanam. Only by this. Hari Bhajan is not so
difficult. Very easy.
Very easy. You know, Muslims, about 20 times or 30 times or 100 times they
Namaz
doing. Oh, you can only tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna tells those who will call me by these names, I will at once liberate them, and I will give my her seva, my service, transcendental service, and then you will be happy. Only by chanting name, practicing Hari name, remembering Krishna, you can be happy in future. Without this, you cannot be happy. This is guarantee. We should know that about 5,000 years before, in India, all the saintly persons gathered there, and they were discussing. Now Kali Yuga, Iron Age is coming very soon, and all will be disturbed. Life will be very short. In Golden Age, age about 1 lakh years. Treta Yuga some less, Dwapar Yuga more less, and Kali Yuga 100 years. In 100 years, from birth up to 20 years goes in learning anything and be qualified to earn money. School, college, here, there. It goes in vain. From 80 to 100, you will be too old, nothing to do. About, you cannot do anything. 20, you cannot time sit straight at also. How 30 times bhajan? And then in 100 time just 50 years goes in sleeping. Altogether 10 years are remaining. Then marrying, supporting sons and daughters and family, making very high class of
house,
equipped with all material.
Like a palace.
Like a palace. Like Birmingham Palace.
Birmingham.
Buckingham.
And?
Buckingham.
So, 10 years goes in this. When you will do bhajan? Sudurlabham idam bahur sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam nityam api adhira. Turnam jatet na patet anumit javat. Nishay sayavak visayakhalva sargatas. Oh. Life is short, very short. But only in Hinduan life you can chant and remember and search Krishna. You can. So before death, you should try to make your
life perfect.
Life successful.
Successful. How it will be? So they were discussing all these things. In Kali Yuga, Mandabhagya.
Mandasumatayo.
Prayana Alpayusa Sampa. Kalabhasminjo. Mandasumandamatayo.
Mandasumandamatayo. Mandabhagya hi upadrata. Oh, Mandabhagya. In Kali Yuga. Bhagya means fortunate. You are unfortunate. Always. Seeking happiness, not. Madhabhagya, upadruta. There are so many problems.
Diseases.
No? So, they are telling to Suta Goswami, Sonak and all rishis. Oh, Suta Goswami, you have learned from Srila Sukadeva Goswami. You know all the purport of all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. You are perfect in all these things. So you should tell how our Atma will be happiness. How we will be happy? Not. He knows that we are not this body. We are transcendental service of part and parcel of Krishna, His servant. But unfortunately, Natly we have forgotten and we have come here. So now the Atma Buddhi has come in this material body. I am here, this mood comes. Understand what I am telling?
False ego.
False ego. That I am this body. And we do everything for this maintaining this body.
To make happy, make happy.
But we don't be not successful. Never and never. So you should tell how
our soul will be successful.
Soul will be happy. Happy. Then Sutta Goswami became very happy and told, Shavai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok khaje ahetukka vyavahita ja bhakti purushottame. He told, Shavai punsang paro dharmo paramadharma, transcendental religion of all the jeev to do bhakti of Supreme Lord. And who is Supreme Lord? Ete chanskala punsa krishna sattu bhagava. There are no 2, 3, 4, 5 gods. Only one is there. And the Supreme Lord is Krishna. Ramchandra, Buddha, Jesus Christ and others, all are in him. So, he knows all our languages. Even he can know your heart, past, future, everything. He is perfect in all. So, bhakti, without any reason, continuously, to please Krishna, should be done. So, Rupa Goswami has told, Anna bhilasita sunyam jnan karma dhyana abritam anukullena krishnan suilanam bhakti ruttama. Explain. Hear patiently and try to follow.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain the very beautiful verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, the direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the supervisor of the whole Krishna consciousness movement. All of our bona fide spiritual masters are coming in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Previous to him, there were many verses explaining the definition of pure bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna. But Srila Rupa Goswami's is the most complete. He has written, Anya bilasita sunyam jnana kamadhyana vritam anukuyena krishnanusilanam bhaktir uttamam. He has given the definition of uttama bhakti, or the topmost pure devotion to the Supreme Lord, which is the constitutional nature, the intrinsic nature of the soul itself. We were created by God for this purpose. So there's the marginal characteristic of this definition of bhakti, and the internal or intrinsic natural characteristic of bhakti. Anya bilasita sunyam.
No. First, anukulyena.
Anukulyena. First, the natural intrinsic characteristic of bhakti. That which bhakti is composed of. Anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhaktir means uttamam, endeavor. And anu means kantilanam, continuous. The endeavor is performed by the kantilanam means body, mind, and words and spiritual sentiments of the heart that are flowing without any interruption, just like the flow of honey from a jar. Uninterrupted flow of the engagement of our senses, mind, intelligence in the service of the Lord. Anu also means under the guidance. Not independent, not by my own whim, but under the guidance of disciplic succession with the immediate representative of the disciplic succession being the bona fide guru. There are two Krishnas, actually. There is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Served Godhead, and there is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Or there is the Vishaya, Enjoyer Krishna, and the Ashraya, or the Enjoyed, or the Reservoir of Service, who's a manifestation of Krishna. So when Srila Rupa Goswami writes, Krishna Anusilanam, he means, number one, continuous service to Sri Krishna, or continuous service to Krishna through his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and under guidance, having heard from him and taken direction in the heart. Regarding taking direction, there's a very interesting story that one king had nine jewels of counselors, and a very strange looking person with bloody clothes carrying a skull under his arm came into the king's council and said, put the skull on the table, and said, was this person who lived in before, who had this skull, was he intelligent or foolish? So the counselor said, how can we know if he was intelligent or foolish just by looking at the skull? So the strange looking person said, I know that this council is very, very unintelligent. I'm leaving. So the king said, wait a minute. My main, most intelligent counselor, Kalidas, is coming. Just one moment. So Kalidas came and he stuck a straw through the hole of the ear of the skull and it came out the other end. So he said, this person is foolish. How do you know? Because if he was intelligent, it wouldn't have gone in one ear and out the other. That straw would have gone in the ear and down the neck to the direction of the heart. So hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, the principle of the reservoir of service to Krishna and taking whatever he says in the heart and then serving under his direction, this is Krishna Anusilanam. So Silanam means endeavor. There's two kinds of endeavor. That is positive and negative. The endeavor to do the right things and the endeavor to avoid doing the wrong things. I will only take Krishna Prasadam. I will never take meat, fish, eggs, onion, garlic, carrots. I'll never eat in karmi restaurants. I'll only take the food that's offered to Krishna. So there is a positive endeavor and the endeavor to avoid things that are obstacles in my devotional service. And anukulyena, always favorable for Krishna. Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in explaining this verse, said that Mother Yasoda, the very, very fortunate Mother of God, who breathes in and out innumerable universes, has accepted this great devotee as his mother. Sometimes, when that Supreme Godhead, in his human-like pastimes, acts as a naughty boy and steals butter from the neighbor's houses, she chastises him, and sometimes she binds him with rope. So is this considered bhakti or not? Bhakti is understood by the mood of the activity. So Mother Yasoda is thinking, if I don't train my child properly, if I don't chastise him, then he won't grow up to be of good character. So for his welfare, for his ultimate happiness, Mother Yasoda chastised him. So this is considered the highest bhakti. the gopis, sometimes when Krishna comes, oh, I see you are carrying many heavy pots. May I help you? No, no, we're chaste wives. You're a debauchee. We don't want to speak to you. So this negligence of Krishna's plea, this is the highest bhakti, because it gives Krishna, it's for the intention of giving Krishna pleasure. On the other hand, Kamsa's servants, Kamsa's wrestlers, Chanu and Mustik, they were wrestling with Krishna. That gave him pleasure, although Mother Yasoda made him cry because she was chastising him. Her intention, her mood, was to give him the highest pleasure by being a good boy and being able to function well in society. Whereas the wrestlers, although they gave him immediate pleasure, their intention was not to give him pleasure. Their intention was to kill him by the wrestling. So their mood was not bhakti. Bhakti is a mood of the heart. So we can understand that it is the mind's desire. So this is the positive or natural feature of bhakti. When the desire is only for the pleasure of Krishna, only to give him joy, only for his welfare, for his benefit. So this is the natural characteristic of bhakti. And devoid of all unfavorable elements. And then the marginal characteristic, that which bhakti is devoid of, that is, anyavilasita sunyam, all desires other than the desire to please Krishna is made void. Not to please my senses. Well, I'm not going to come and hear Guru tonight because I have so many debts. I have to go to work. Actually, we have no other debt. This is the definition of Shraddha or faith. That is, by watering the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically watered. By feeding the stomach, all the senses are automatically nourished. So by hearing the Harikatha of Guru, by getting Sadhu Sangha, by serving Guru, all my other debts, all my other obligations are taken care of. Not that I have to please somebody else. I owe somebody something else. I only owe Krishna because he created me. Just like my hand only owes to the whole body. So similarly, our only debt, our only obligation, our only duty is to serve Krishna through his bona fide representative, Sri Guru. So, anyabilasita sunyam gyan, no mental speculation. Maybe God is impersonal, maybe I'm God, maybe the goal of life is to merge with God. And no reward-seeking desires. I'll do this so that I can enjoy. I'll do this so that I can get money. What is the use of money? Money is the cause of distress in all circumstances. I work hard to please my family, and then my family's not pleased. My wife leaves me. I grow up. I grow old. I can't work. Nobody's satisfied with me anymore. They throw me in an old age home and neglect me. So money is the cause of distress. Any attempt at happiness we find in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the source of distress. Men and women come together for a union to become happy, and they end up causing each other distress. So when activities are completely devoid of reward-seeking activities and the desire to merge into the existence of some concocted impersonal God, when it's free from all desire, then to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with my senses, mind, intelligence, for the purpose of tasting true love, this is the definition of pure bhakti or devotion to the Supreme Lord.
Very good.
Can you tell the purport what she told? Can you?
Ishwarapuri Prabhu.
Can you explain what Shamarani Didi just explained? The essence?
You cannot tell? Have you understood? You should all try to. Whatever you do, to please Krishna. By your all senses. This is the purport. So whatever you do, always do think that it is for Gurudev or for Krishna himself, always. No other ambition other than Krishna should be happy. How Krishna will be serving? Happy? Oh, by chanting his name, remembering him, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sharan, and especially one Hari Nam Sankirtan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Kathira. No other. Only Hari name and Hari name and Hari name. Name is very powerful. Krishna has given all his power. What power? In a second he can create millions of worlds and demolish all. He is very merciful.
Causeless merciful.
He is very powerful. All his qualities he has invested in these names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So they are now equal to Krishna himself. They can, these names can bestow their mercy. That in a second you can be liberated. You will be happy. Name can check up your worldly situation. So, you should have very strong faith on name. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya. Bhagavati uttam shloke
bhakti bhavati nashti.
In this way, we are full of anartha. We should go to Gurudev, take initiation and diksha, and serve him. Vishambhen Gurau Seva. Vishambhen means?
Have to serve with intimacy.
With minus.
With minus.
Yes.
Gurudev. And then he will teach you bhakti anga.
Limbs
of bhakti. How to shravanam, how to kirtanam, how to all these things. And then by that you should begin. Adau Sraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Ata Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nibhati Shyat Tato Nishtha Ruchis Tatha
Atha Shaktis Tato Bhava Udanjati Sadakanam Ayam Premna Pradur Bhava Bhavet Kama.
So this is
sequence
of bhakti. Adau Sraddha. First, you don't know who is sadhu, who is all these things, who is Krishna, who am I? Anyhow, by chance, Krishna arranged out of mercy, causeless mercy, and he sent any sadhu, by chance, only by the mercy of Krishna you can. And he tells you are not body. You are part parcel of Krishna. You have forgotten Krishna. You have taken lakhs and lakhs births before. And you will take. You were hogs, pigs, dogs, cats.
Monkey, donkey.
So many things.
Fishes.
But never you can happy. Again, if you will not chant and remember Krishna, then you will have to be again dog, pigs, hogs, like fishes, and all will cut you and eat you. So don't waste your time. So, Suta Goswami is telling, always chant name and remember, hear Harikatha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhika, Law Matre,
Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhika,
Satang Prasangam Mama Virja Sambhido, Bhavanterita Karna Rasayana Katha, Tajyo Sanataya Suvapa Varga Vartmane, Sadharati Bhakti Anukramishyati, Satang Prasangam Mama Virja Sambhido. In Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu, each other discussing always, very powerful Harikatha, very powerful. If it will go in your ears, then you will give up your house, your wife, your children's wealth and everything, and you will be a state bigger of Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna Vandi.
Nrsing of Brahmachari.
And weeping. And your family will weep there, and you will weep. Oh Krishna,
Krishna,
oh Krishna, oh Radhe. That is only it will happen. And if then your life is successful. I have come to inspire you all. Don't be engaged in worldly life. Anyhow maintain your life, whether poor or rich or anywhere. Krishna has arranged, oh, shak, mool, phal, means?
Vegetables, spinach,
rice,
root,
bina, without pious water, everything he has arranged, fruits,
coconut,
so much coconut,
coconut,
butang,
in coconut two things, water also and bread also, and big, by one coconut to your
and Gurudev, katal, jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Nanka.
So why to eat meat, eggs, wine and all these things? When Gurus tell to you, then he tells that you should tell to others, go. Jare dekho, tare kaha.
Krishna Upadesh
Amar Agyaya
Guru
and telling you, and now you should go to your villages, your city, your places and tell others that try to be happy. Chant Krishna. You should know that who are you. So you should go and tell, and I may come and I want to see at least 200 devotees here.
Yeah. Tomorrow will come.
Here now 70 to 80. 70 to 80. But I want to see 200. So, Tamopaha Prabhu, Radhanath and
Radhesh
all will help you. Prabhu will help.
Yadunath Prabhu.
Yadunath Prabhu and all others. So,
Krishna Chaitanya.
So, Suta Goswami is telling all these things. So we should remember, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came about 5 years ago in India. And he did himself Sankirtan. He was himself Krishna, taking the beauty and intensive mode of Radhika. And he traveled everywhere and told, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, and be happy forever. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Bo.
Tomorrow also?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow 200 devotees.
200 devotees.
Yes.
Bring your family.
100 beshi ache.
Yes.
Gorlam Aksar Besi Achha, Kirtan? You?